While the minority in Parliament has decided to institute its own investigations into the sale of Merchant Bank to Fortis, this was after the Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duajahu, shot down a motion by the Deputy Minority Leader, Dominic Nitiwo, for the House to look into the issue. In his ruling, Mr. Jahu ruled that the House cannot discuss the matter since it is pending before court. But at a news conference yesterday, the minority leader Osechi Mensah-Bonsu accused the Speaker of Parliament of bias and inconsistency in his ruling. In an interview with Radio Ghana, MPP MP for Second D and former Minister of Justice and Attorney General Papa Usuankuma justifies their decision to investigate the matter. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The purpose of the motion was to ascertain facts, not necessarily arrive at some preconceived conclusion. The Speaker says we can't get Parliament to do that. We're not even allowed to debate the matter. So what we've now decided is that what the Speaker said we could not do or we could not ask Parliament to do as a minority group, we are going to do it ourselves. What we are seeking to do is to get all these facts, assemble them, and then come to a conclusion as to all the facts.
You are lawmakers, and then you understand that if a matter is pending before court, no one is supposed to comment on it. So your decision to institute an investigation into a matter that is pending before court, is that not conflicting with the court or the procedures?
The law never says that when a matter is before a court, no one can discuss it. No. The fact is that if a matter is pending before a court, generally, you don't discuss it in a way that will prejudice the outcome of the court case. This is a matter of grave public importance, matter of grave national interest. You have various civil society groups calling upon certain actions to be taken. We are talking about the utilization of pension funds. You, being a worker, has contributed to it. I, being a worker, have contributed to it.
On the same issue, the majority side in Parliament has called on their minority counterparts to render an unqualified apology to the Speaker, Mr. Duajahu, for wrongfully accusing him of bias and inconsistency in his ruling on the Merchant Bank sales saga. MP for West Central and Minister of State in charge of Public-Private Partnership, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, told Radio Ghana that accusations are misplaced since the Speaker's ruling is in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution as well as the standing orders of Parliament.
I think that the minority statement was self-serving. The reason being that this is not a Speaker who is learning the job. He knows this job. He's been on it for quite a while. That's number one. Number two, the Speaker had been anticipating that anything could happen about this case. And so he had been doing research about the issues that are around the sale of Merchant Bank. And this is not a situation where the Speaker will now have to go and do research. Any good Speaker, and indeed, it's not only Honorable Duajahu, right, Honorable Duajahu, every other Speaker we know had been doing research before they come to do ruling. If they are not certain about the ruling, they will suspend Parliament. He knew that this matter was before Parliament, and indeed all others knew it. So when the minority took that point as an issue and made a categorical statement that the Speaker was biased, I think that they need to apologize to the Speaker.
Though Alhaji Pelpo welcomes the decision of the minority to investigate the issue, he said it is much ado without nothing.